Well, I think some of the things that we learned or that we noticed somewhat, we didn't have a lot of community support, you know. I think we could have had some more. There was somewhat of an oversight in everyone's part, actually, people from Philadelphia and people coming from, say, like New York and all up and down the Eastern Seaboard. This is just my personal opinion, but I felt that residents from Philadelphia didn't really know what we were doing there. You know, people, working class folk in Philly didn't really know what we were doing there, and it was traumatizing for them as well, I think. And I saw it in the streets during those days of direct action. You know, because the aim was to disrupt the city, no more business as usual, and unfortunately, working class people, I mean, you know, we live on a, check, we live from check to check, so it's really troublesome if you can't get to work that night. It can cost you your job, you know, if you're late for work that night. And I remember seeing people very upset in the street, you know, when there were huge traffic jams. There's a lot of outsiders, people that weren't even from Philly. And they were, you know, they had, you know, just pretty much caused a big headache for people that were trying to get to work, people that were trying to get their children to childcare. And there was some of that that went on that made me feel that we didn't have a lot of community support. You understand? And I think some discussions were made after the fact that sometimes, you know, one of the lessons to be learned is to do that, maybe to do more more groundwork, more community work before organizing such a big action, in a sense, because it's, you know, ultimately the people that are going to be affected the most are always the people on the bottom, right? So I felt that it's really hard to, I mean, if it is true that I mean, as working class people, we don't, you know, you don't have time to organize. Maybe you have family and you have 2-3 jobs, and you may not have time to, even though you understand the need, and you may be in agreement with the slogans of the movement. Physically, you can devote any time, but if you're made aware of what's going on, you can plan around it at least. You know, if you know what's happening on the first and the second, you can maybe plan around it. Not necessarily get involved. The repercussions could be dire. But I think that we could have done a better job. We could have done a better job letting people know what was going to happen. You know, on August 1st and August 6th. You know, and what kind of police repression was going to happen as well. You know, on Sunday night, you know, I think there was a lot of people that didn't know, and they started to look at us as a nuisance, you know, rather than you know, freedom fighters, people interested in social justice. So, you know, in the that's just some things that we have to look at, you know, for future endeavors.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you said that, because I totally. That's how I felt too at that time. Like you would look at the media and you realize, like, the people in the city, like, aren't hearing from us. They're only hearing from the media, and so we don't have the support. You know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's expected. You can't expect the corporate media to cover protests of your point of view, but you know, before the fact, things could be done. You know, knowing that we're gonna have a media whitewash. You know. Doing the actions.